thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. I am Wally.
Sam Mulder.
Yeah, Sam, special guest. Now I'm about to make Sam official, man. He's been on a couple of shows now. What, like three shows in a row now?
Three in a row.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. Before we get into anything deep, I want to give my condolences out there for the parents who and any loved ones who lost, I mean, anybody who lost a loved one within the Newtown, Connecticut crisis of situation, crisis of murder, whatever you want to call it. I hate the situation, to be honest with you. In Sandy Hook Elementary School, I'm annoyed by the whole thing. This world is getting real dangerous and dirty. Not to say, you know, for some individual to go in there and shoot up little kids, it's too much for me, honestly. For anybody, I hate, you know, for us people and also the politicians out there, we really need to dissect and look at gun control. I know, you know, people want to say it's their right to bear arms, but at the same time, I feel like it's easier to get a gun than to get a driver's license, and that's a sad thing. Having a gun obviously is a privilege, and it's a dangerous privilege at the same time. And you know, just like anything, I know I'm getting political right now, but you know, I think at least within every year somebody should get a mental examination when owning a gun and owning a license. Once you have that a gun, you should go through a process and be vetted thoroughly. But again. This is a sad time of events for everybody. I don't care if you were in the neighborhood, in that area or not. I think we all as Americans or just people or human beings are hurt by what happened in Connecticut.
Yeah, I really think this is probably the saddest thing that I've ever heard in my life. Actually, it is. I still can't believe it. There's really no words to describe it. Something has to change. There's so many of something like this. Of course, nothing as far as how young they were and how many of them, but just in general, it's just time to just realize that, you know, these weapons that are made from military style massacres, you know, there's really no need for you to have one just to have one. You know what I'm saying? Or if you can have the rifle, you shouldn't be allowed to have the bullets to come with it. They should be like, you know, rubber bullets only. If you want to collect it just for the sake of collecting the gun and you want to shoot with rubber bullets, because it's just too easy to massacre people and it's a copycat type of deal. And the sad thing is it could happen again. There's probably somebody right now who's, you know,
and
for the attention and for everything that comes with it, willing to do something similar. I mean, and there's a lot of people who actually get caught that you don't really hear about. They get caught who plan this stuff. So it's just too sad. I think it's the saddest I've ever been as far as any kind of news. And, you know, definitely my heart goes out to, you know, the family members, and it's just unspeakable.
Very. But we are a sports show, so we have to get down to sports. But so we'll give you a couple of information about some of our other shows on the Eyes Radio Network, and also how to find us. But anyway, like I said, we're on the Eyes Radio Network, which is www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC with Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs live Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. BT Sports Radio, which airs now, which is Tuesday nights 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And DC Sports Chat, which airs Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out our homies. And now they are not on the Eyes Radio Network. They are the Crawley and Watts Show, radio podcast show, at www.crawleyandwatts.com. Cool cats. They have a show format similar to ours, so please go check them out. And also, we're also on the syndicated internet radio station, Real People Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site at www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Now it's time to get to our tradition, the pregame. this is another thing that's kind of like I feel disrespectful, and not obviously in the same context as what happened in Connecticut, but this is a negative thing anyway to me as well. Rob Parker's comments on RG3 calling him a cornball brother.
I think you had a Barker is probably better. Barking like a dog.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, the dude, to me, he was nothing. When you hear him talk, one, it was all speculation. It was nothing. It was nothing factual. Saying that he heard he may be a Republican and
he's
trying to justify the means of his statement. He wants to meet the kid. One thing, we don't need to worry about all that. Just know that this kid is a role model. He does everything the right way. Why? Because he's not, his jeans ain't sagging to the floor. He ain't wearing skinny jeans. He ain't wearing chains all out the yin yang.
Like,
I mean, what do you
nothing,
want from him?
That's the worst part. There's nothing to go on based on these conclusions except for stereotypes.
And how you going? This is the thing that's gonna irk me. How you a brother? How the hell are you going? Pretty much stereotype him for not doing all that. Like, you pretty much made us look bad. Like, that's all we do. Like, all we do is come in, talking slang, talking slang, wear chains. You a brother, and you pretty much telling us that's all we do. Like, you now, like, putting us in a box. Like, but why? Because we all don't come in with a mean bop?
It's just, for somebody that, I think he went to Columbia, it's very educated. He's older, you know.
Yeah.
He's born in the 60s. I mean, I heard it, and I was like, are you serious? First, I didn't know who he was, and then I saw his picture, and I seen him on ESPN and stuff like that. And it seemed like he was trying to say, okay, he's a sellout. He's not really trying to be associated with the black community.
And the thing that rubbed him rubbed Rob Parker the wrong way was RG3 stating that I don't want to be the best black quarterback. I want to be the best quarterback.
Duh.
What is wrong? One thing, what's wrong with saying that?
Man.
Who wants to be, Mr. Parker, let me like school you on something. Who wants to be the best of a race? No, when you do something, and this is real, when he's on ESPN doing his thing, now he's now ESPN, but when he was on ESPN doing his thing, I guarantee he wanted, Mr. Parker wanted to be the best personality on ESPN. You don't want to be the best black personality on ESPN. Yeah. Am I correct? So whenever you want to do something, you want to be the best.
That's just so dumb. It's like, that's like saying I want to be the best white basketball player I can be.
You know what I mean?
Traditionally, the best quarterbacks. We've had some great black quarterbacks, but traditionally, talking about the best quarterbacks of all times, most of them been white.
Are you exactly?
So why would you say, okay, I want to be just a bit better than Warren Moon, and that's
better than Randall Cunningham, better than Warren Moon, I'm way better than Michael Vick.
You know, sometimes we all might say something, you know, in the heat of the moment and stuff like that, but afterwards he said he was just being honest, and he was saying what people talk about in
barbershops and things like that. He kept saying, I have people down in D.C. No, folks in D.C. don't, dude, we live in D.C. We live in this area. Folks around here don't say that RG3 is like a cornball dude. They don't say that. A cornball brother. They say RG3 is cool. Matter of fact, I have more people think that RG3 down. That's why it was annoying to me, because obviously he got his information from the wrong folks. Folks come out here and say like RG3 is more like is a down brother. What you hear from RG3 is like, all right, yeah, he played ball. He dunks.
He's
and stuff
everything
like that.
You would want
in
an individual.
Because
you know,
why? Because he's not getting
race.
In trouble. And don't bring up because he married a white chick.
Part of it I'm sure is that.
But
you know
Vince
what I mean?
Wilfork got a white chick. Nobody calling him a not down brother.
I think part of it is generational. You know, he's a little bit older.
Real talk.
I'm gonna
say this one more time. Black athletes like white girls. That's something that's been down for years.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Ain't nothing about not being down or whatever. It is what it is. Like. It's just more open that way.
A lot do, but you know, I think with RG3, it's just, you know, he's a humble dude. He met her, he fell in love with her, he's married.
It's nothing to do with race. He likes the chick. He loves the chick. There's nothing to do with race. Like, again, I don't get why, and I don't even get why that was even a point of emphasis in his debate or his argument. What does that have to do with anything? Michael Jordan is engaged to a white chick. What is that? Is Michael Jordan's not down with brothers?
Apparently,
you buy his joints, don't you?
No, see, this is what you got to do. From now on, for all your athletes out there, make sure that you check with Rob Barker. You gotta make sure you call him and ask him.
Barker's called Parker.
Yeah, he's Barker.
You Barker to you? He you Barker?
Yeah, he's okay, Barker, man. Just make sure you ask him the woman you're dating, the way you're dressed, the way you talk, who you hang out with.
Your political affiliation.
Yes, make sure all that is checked off to see if you're actually a true brother or not. Corny brother. You a corny brother with your... Come on, man. No shape up. You looking corny.
I know it. No shape up. That's a stereotype, too. Yeah. You got no shape up.
Brother, you
making everything. RGD got plaits. Like, what brother you don't know? Come on. Get out of here,
what
man.
What barbershop you go
through?
Dude got
plaits. He got plaits. He got plaits.
Come
dude,
on,
he
man.
Got plaits.
Hairline look like a mat.
RG3 got plaits. You got no shape up. You ain't a damn brother. Get out of my face. Next topic.
For real.
R.A. Dickey has officially signed, has officially been traded to the Rays. He signed a deal, too. So now it's official. I think it's 2 years worth $25 million or 2 years worth $20 million. Not sure. That's a good deal. The Rays are now stocking their team up. To me, this is dangerous for the Orioles, who just got into the playoffs in the AL East. Teams have gotten stronger. The Yankees will always get better because they're the Yankees. The Red Sox, to me, will get – I think the Red Sox had a down year, but I think getting rid of Bobby Valentine, they'll be a better team. The only team that I think may be going on a downside in the division may be the Tampa Bay Rays, losing – trading Shields away. But the Orioles, it'll be a tough road for the Orioles, who came out of nowhere. Toronto, to me, has more talent, but you never know. Buck Showalter has proven to be a great manager, so hopefully the O's can overcome Toronto. Because, like I said, Toronto has picked up a bunch of talent. And we're talking about Josh Johnson, Jose Reyes, now R.A. Dickey. They still have Batista. And they have the Lowry, the third baseman, and Lynn also at first base. So Toronto was dangerous. Hopefully the Orioles can pull it out and repeat and get to the postseason. Next on the
– Hold on, man. What kind of corny brother is you, man?
Me, because
you
I
actually,
know
you actually
got no baseball, right?
Yeah, you are a corny brother.
I'm a corny
man.
Brother. You, yeah. And
you're
if you
a
see me in person,
brother, because
if
you
see
you
me in person,
know.
And you see me in person, you wouldn't think that either.
Nope.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Exactly. I love baseball.
Hey,
I'm a ninja who loves baseball.
I think you just failed a Rob Barker test.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Actually know about baseball.
Yeah, I'm a.
Oh, don't start talking about hockey, man.
Yeah. What? Dale Hunter? What? Son? What? I used to watch hockey. I had no cable growing up. Channel 20.
Oh, you taking us back?
You know what I'm saying? They don't know. They know. They really. I just use slang. Oops. I use slang. I can't be a cornball brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, Mr. Parker. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I listen to T.I. I like chicken and everything. How about that, man? Sorry, Mr. Parker. I don't like watermelon. Hey, but guess what? I don't like watermelon, no.
Oh, we don't know. You might be a cornball brother.
I may be
man,
a cornball brother. Stupid jerk.
Sambo.
You know,
clown.
And exactly. Mr. Bojangles? Get out of here, man. Anyway. Down, continuing on last week's discussion, but on the Big East, it's official now. Seven non FBS schools are officially leaving the Big East: Georgetown, Nova, St. John's, Seton Hall, Providence, Marquette, and DePaul. What's your thoughts about that, Sam?
It's just at this point, let's just go ahead and get it out the way. You know, I'm always going to be an old school Big East kind of guy.
You still got to keep some of the traditional teams, though. That's the good thing about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I wish Syracuse would get
it. Yeah, it's just Syracuse, thing. Georgetown. You know, to me, that is the rivalry.
You keep Nova, though. Nova, Seton Hall is good.
I'm glad Nova, Seton Hall is going.
I'm glad they still.
You know, St. John's is going. That's fine. Never really cared for Providence, even though John Thompson the Great went there.
Thank you. Big John, you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, of
Big
course.
John.
The great one.
Yeah, exactly. You know
so it. So I'm kind of glad to see the package deal go over there because at least you have some of that old rivalry. But, you know, college basketball is always going to be great because when it's tournament time, baby, it does not matter.
I'm just glad that that these seven schools stepped up and it was like, we're not taking this. We're leaving the Big East. You guys know that we made our name off of Big East basketball. Like, Syracuse wasn't about Donovan McNabb. It was about Syracuse Orangemen basketball. Georgetown is about basketball. Pitt, to me, was a better basketball team than football team. All these teams that are leaving the Big UConn. Who's UConn's football team? Like, really? Like, really? UConn football? Like, Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know about Ray Allen. You know about Khalid Alamin. You know about Rip Hamilton. Like, these are dudes at Ben Gordon, Emeka Okafor. Like, the Big East it's nothing but basketball. Yeah. Now, you want to change it to football? I mean, it's just stupid. So, but I'm glad the seven schools that don't have basketball, that don't have football teams, left, because I feel like that was a move that needed to be made. And I think a lot of other schools outside the Big East should have did the same, had the same stance, because they're ruining their brand. You know what I mean? Like ACC basketball, ACC football ain't nothing compared to ACC basketball. You know what I mean? For real. Like SEC football is real compared to SEC basketball. Yeah. It's the truth. That's real. But we're messing up the brand. Like, I remember watching the ACC tournament and, you know, seeing Randolph Childress cross up Jeff McGinnis, hit him with the step back, tell him to get up.
Wow.
Jaden. And I mean, we're going to miss elements like that. You know what I mean? Well, all these watered down tournaments now that's going to happen due to football in basketball. So I'm glad the Big East did it. I hope they can keep Madison Square Garden, because it ain't the Madison Square Garden for that BS Big East version they have now. That I hope this is going to be the Big East. Like, to me, it's going to be the Big East with Georgetown, Seton Hall, Nova, because those are Big East teams. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're going to have – they should be able to meet to keep that venue of Madison Square Garden for the Big East tournament. And also having TV deal, getting a chance to get a TV deal too out of this situation, I think it will be beneficial. They'll get some teams outside of they'll get some other new teams, maybe Butler or something like that, teams that don't have football teams. So, I mean, it could be an expanding brand. I just hope maybe down the road we can get Syracuse back, Syracuse and UConn, and just, like, really have, like, the old school Big East. All them other teams, they can leave. I don't care about Louisville. I don't care about Louisville, to be honest with you. They can leave. Louisville don't do nothing
to me. Never really been a Big East.
No, they were Conference USA. Yeah, they can leave for all I care. I do want Syracuse and UConn back, though. Notre Dame can go. I don't care about Notre Dame. Yep. They're not traditional to me anyway. But, you know, speaking of stepping up, there was a guy named Captain Kirk. He stepped up last week. I'm sorry, he stepped up last Sunday.
Yes.
And it was the greatest thing ever. He gave RG3 a rest. So when we get back from break, we'll talk about that great, great, big victory in Cleveland. So we'll holler at you after the break. Urban Sports Scene on the Ice Radio. You dig?
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
Oh, there, boss! I didn't. Gun came from the railroad. This is for Mr. Parker. I have been picking the cotton. Your Hanes T-shirt, there, boss. I'm an official brother. Yeah.
I'm not brother. Actually, I'm
African, so I guess I don't count.
I'm
original.
Count.
I'm original.
Yes, you are original.
I wasn't shipped over.
You are original. Nah.
Oh, I'm a brother, though. I'm an original brother, though.
I don't know, bro. You know baseball. I mean, brothers don't, you know what I'm saying? Brothers are not supposed to pay attention to baseball, so that's a mark against you.
Ken Griffey Jr. sold big shoes, and that's a base, and that's, people would never call him a cornball.
Oh, I'm sure Rob Barker would call him a cornball. I'm sure.
Oh, man, Sam Ridley's calling him Barker. Like, this is like, really, yeah, this is his new name, Barker. Yeah. It's not Barker, it's Barker.
He's a little puppy that barks all the time.
I know.
You know?
He wants to be known. I'm giving you, we're
He's
actually
mad
giving you.
Because he is the corniest black guy on ESPN.
Like, could you imagine our small time podcast and giving you more acknowledgement, man? You should be grateful. ESPN kicked you off, man. You should come on my show. Like, you should come on my show. ESPN kicked you off. You should come on my show. You would like us. DC want to see you anyway, son. DC wants to see you, son.
Yeah, please come to the city.
Please come to the area. So matter of fact, come to Park. You know what Park is. Come to Park and bring your butt there. VIP. Sign a little guest list. And I guarantee, and wild redskin players are there. And then you tell me who's a cornball. I bet you'll run out like a cornball. How about that?
And special invitation to go to any barbershop in D.C. I guarantee you they'll take care of that map hairline of yours. It looks like South America. It's not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to be a brother. You're embarrassing yourself, man. Come on, man. You can do better than that.
All right, man.
You should be on the ESPN joint with Monday Night Football and just have your hairline showing and everybody just say, come on, man.
Oh, man, really? Sam is going. He's getting you. I'm
trying to help you be a regular brother, man.
I know. Well, they doing the dozens. Oh, that's original. Man. The dozens. Brothers know the dozens, son.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Still a Fan. Anyway, like I said, Redskins beat the Browns. It was a big game. Thoughts of the game, Sam, and thoughts of Kirk Cousins' terrific play.
Well, let's start off with the first couple of drives with the interception. I mean, I think he was like 1 for 6, something like that.
Yeah, he was something like
the
that.
The offense was stalled. For some reason, I wasn't nervous. Maybe we just so used to
I was nervous.
You were nervous?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because of Rex Grossman, I'm just kind of used to it.
No, I was nervous. Sorry. I was looking at RG3 in warm-ups.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I won't lie to you.
But I'm telling you, man, first, you know, before we get to Kirk, let's give Kyle Shanahan, that might have been the best game he called. Because it seemed like every play he called, if somebody was wide open. And let's give props to our wide receivers, man.
Yes, I agree.
I'm really, really starting to dig our wide receivers.
They're really good.
Morgan is a heck of a pickup,
man. You talking about Morgan? Why are you going to come and talk about
Morgan? We got to go to the best last. But for, I mean, Morgan surprised me. I mean, I knew he was decent, but.
I mean, I like Morgan at Virginia Tech. I always thought he had ability. I just didn't want him to come over here and take away time from Leonard Hankerson. But I like Josh. I've always liked Joshua Morgan.
And they say he's the best blocker.
Yeah, he's the best blocker, though. Yeah. You can tell.
And that's
he's the best blocker.
You know, especially the way we run.
Yeah, he's the best blocker.
Hank stepped up, caught everything.
Two touchdown passes?
Yeah. I benched him on fantasy.
I know, I saw that.
It wouldn't matter.
Don't worry, I'm talking about
Fish score like 80 points.
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about
that
later.
You won, right?
Yeah, I won. Okay. Me and Fish in championship. I'm going to beat that dude. We'll talk about that later. Please, continue.
So, and then, of course, Garcon is just Garcon. I mean, I don't know what's
up with
dude.
He had like 66 yards.
His toe, I don't know, you know.
What I like about Pierre Garcon, and actually he's won me over 110%.
Yeah, because I believe you were clowning him for
I do.
Not
I do.
Showing
and
up.
And you know me, I clown a lot of people.
Yes, you do.
And I go and I say again, I'm not above the game to come back down and say, you know, I was wrong. I'm down to say that. Yes. I was wrong. Pierre Garcon, I like you, man. You were rubbing off on me. Like, I like your fire. That's what I like about Pierre Garcon.
Yeah.
He gets in your face, and it's like, you know, sometimes you get kind of pissed off, and you're like, dude, get away. I'm not trying to get a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nine times out of ten, I'm with you. Like, I like his passion. He's showing me a lot.
Larry Gary Carcass, I like it. Yep.
And also, that 15-yard penalty that they gave you was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was
ridiculous. It was stupid and it was dumb.
And by the way, they missed like three holdings and pass interferences that were so obvious.
I mean, I know that, but I ain't worried about that game. But anyway, let's get back to Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk. I like the game-changing play to me, obviously, was the touchdown pass to Hankerson. I think from that point in time, his confidence went up. Kyle Shanahan's confidence in him went up, and like the play calling, like you said, was excellent.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Shanahan has now, like, from the bad rap he was getting last year, and with Donovan McNabb, and with this group of characters, cast of characters, I think Kyle Shanahan has now put himself back in top offensive coordinator level in the NFL, and maybe, honestly, to project, to be real, has put himself in a position to be a head coach in next year or the year after. Yeah. I think he's a hot commodity right now. But just because of what he's doing with this team, he's made RG3 is having not just a spectacular rookie season, but if you know, if everything continues, you know, he won't be, obviously, but you can even argue that he was an MVP type of candidate. Then you add in what he did with Kirk Cousins coming in to spell RG3, a guy that no one thought that could play this well. I mean, he got through for over 300 yards, two touchdown passes. I mean, he was accurate.
And driving the ball.
It was just – it was perfect. So, like, you got to give credit to, A, obviously the players, because the players play, but Kyle Shanahan for putting these players in a position to succeed.
Let's give love to the O-line, too. And Trent, Pro Bowls, first Pro Bowls coming up, is almost guaranteed.
Should be.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
It should be.
The line is just moving in unison.
Big injury, though. Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery
went down.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be an MCL sprain or MCL tear, whatever it is. So, you know, Shanahan is a little bit secretive with it. I mean, Montgomery's is a key clog as a center for us. Actually, one of our better linemen. He's the quarterback of the O line, obviously, and he's been doing a great job ever since being named the center and moved from guard to center.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe Corey Littensteiger may move to center, and you may see Maurice Hurt, I think, maybe playing guard to take his spot, take Lickensteiger's spot when they change around. So
to be determined.
So, but yeah, I like what the O-line did. The O-line played well. I'm still concerned about, you know, the right tackle position. He had a concussion.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. He's the one with the concussion. Yep.
Yeah, Columbus had a concussion. So we'll see what, you know, goes on after that. Because what happened to Black. You know what happened to Black?
No.
Black, he failed his drug test. So we don't have a he can't back up Columbus.
Oh really?
Yeah.
For like drugs or like
PED.
Wow. Man, that's been going on a lot.
Exactly. That's a situation going on now.
Not like Adderall, actually.
Nah,
PEDs.
This is a situation going on for real. Like, I mean, think about it. We have Griffin, and now this is a situation going on.
Hey, well.
I don't know if this needs to be addressed though. I'm not talking like Trent Williams and Davis, Fred Davis. Was weed. This is different now. We have two dudes that failed a drug test. I mean, and this is PED, so I don't know. This is kind of iffy.
Man, weed is actually the opposite of PED. It actually.
Yeah, and so. I don't know what Jackson took, so I can't give you that one. But
all right.
This is a little iffy. But yeah, all praise to Kirk Cousins. Which is good for Kirk Cousins. This puts him in line down the road to get paid. I've always said that's what I said before before his game on Twitter. I told a lot of folks that he's put himself in a position to make money. That's what that game was about. It was about eventually becoming a starter, and he's actually rose his stock. Even though it's just one game, obviously teams will be looking for a quarterback, and you know this put him up there, you know, for a possible Redskins trade. Now, do I think the Redskins will make a deal? During the off season, I don't think so. I don't think they need to. I think Kirk Cousins still needs about a year another year and get some more playing time, even in preseason, and developing more skill in preseason. And also, you know, RG3 is a mobile quarterback. You know, he may go down again, and Kirk Cousins get an opportunity one more time. So, I think there is time and obviously benefit to being RG3's backup, and I think he could become a even better quarterback by just sitting down and watching.
What's the latest as far as today's Wednesday the 18th, right? I mean, Tuesday the 18th.
Yeah.
What's the latest on RG's status?
We'll find out Wednesday. He looks good. Right. If he's not 100%, Shanahan said Kirk Cousins will start.
So he's saying 100% or
no go? I'm personally for 100%.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So
I say, like I said last week, if he's 90%, let him dress. And let Kirk start. If Kirk is having a horrible game, because we do need to win the game.
So you're speaking to the Eagles game?
Yeah. You know.
All right. Well, let's go into the Eagles game. So basically, you just posed the question. So, all right. So RG3 is not 100%. Yeah. You want Kirk Cousins to play?
If RG3 is 90%, dress him up.
No, if he's not 100%, let's make it that easy.
I mean, you know.
If he's not 100%, does he play?
No.
So you want him 100%?
Yes. I'm not risking RG3's future. You know what I'm saying? Especially after what happened last week. You know, for what? Why risk RG? You know, let him get healthy. And, you know, we could actually even lose to Philly and still make the playoffs based on how things are going.
Yeah.
You don't want to chance it. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have a choice at this point. So, yes. Go ahead, Kirk.
I posed this question on Facebook. The same question. Like I said, if RG3 is not 100%, would you go with Kirk Cousins? Ron Jr., my man, was saying RG3 is the only option. My man Yada was like, I would, but win or lose this Sunday, we make the playoffs if we beat Dallas. So basically, he's like, he probably go with Kirk Cousins. I don't argue with that. That's the thing. Like, to me, and let me read my this last Facebook comment. Johnny Ford Jr., my man, what's up, Johnny Ford? You have to look at this objectively. We have a clear path to the playoffs. If RG3 is able to play, excuse me, he should. But let's not lose. He had a paragraph. Jesus Christ! But let's not lose sight of the bigger picture. We are quietly becoming a legit football team, respected, and have a bright future ahead. That's all I'm reading. All right, he had more, but yeah, I agree with you, my man. Johnny Ford, yeah, we gotta look at this. We gotta look at this objectively. If RG3 is ready, if he's 100%, he should play. But if not, I'm down with Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk's my man, honestly, because I think this Eagles game, like my man Yada said, this Eagles game is only important if the Giants lose. I mean, if the Giants win, it's only important. If the Giants don't win, it's not important to me. Because I'm with
the Saints.
It don't matter to me.
And the way the Saints are playing, you never know. But then again, you got the Cowgirls.
But the Cowboys don't matter because you got to think about it. All right, because in the grand scheme of things, the last game is the game between me and us and the Cowboys. The Giants game, if the Giants lose to the Ravens, because Giants play the Ravens next.
True that.
If the Ravens and lose, the Giants can't win the division at all. You know that, right?
They can't win it.
If the Giants lose to the Ravens, they can't win the division unless we tie with the Cowboys or something like that. But if the Giants lose, I take that back. Not even a tie. Yeah, if the Giants lose.
Because that would make them.
Either way, if we win, say, or for instance, if the Giants lose to the Ravens, it just doesn't matter. They can't win a division. Put it that way. Because
the best they can do is.
They can't, because think about it. The Cowboys and the Redskins.
9-7, and then one of us will guarantee to be 9-7.
Yeah, exactly, and we got a better division record than them.
Okay.
We both split with them, so there's no way.
Yeah.
So, basically, that's what I'm saying. The Eagles game is really depending. But we played an early game, though. That's the only thing that's not cool. That we played an early game. We played a 1 o'clock game. The Giants and the Ravens play a 4 o'clock game. So, we wouldn't know. So, we would have to still play at the same level.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not 100%, why chance it?
Why chance it? Seriously.
Right. What's the point of him coming back and then not be healthy? And even if we do make the playoffs, because we're going to need him to be on top of his game.
Exactly. It's the playoffs. You're going to need him on top of his game. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so that's the main thing. So if he's not healthy, why even chance it?
Okay.
Yep. Why if he's not 100%? Especially the Eagles game may legitimately not mean anything.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And you can have just as much faith in Kirk Cousins getting the W, and then you have RG3 against the Cowboys at 100%.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing I think that's a route you may want to go.
I think we figured it out.
Yeah, that would be good. I'm not Mike Shanahan. I don't try to be him. I still don't like him. You're doing a hell of a job, Mike. You're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, I still don't like you, but good job.
I'm so for you. But to the Eagles game, what do you think is the key to victory for the Skins?
Of course, the intangibles, just, you know, not looking past the game, not going by their record, you know, just coming to play an NFL type hardcore, which I think they will. So, you know, just at least that part. No letdown as far as emotionally. As far as just the tangible part, turnovers. You know what I'm saying? We can't lose a turnover battle. And don't let the rookie quarterback get comfortable back there. You know what I'm saying? Because we know not to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. this season. So, you know, Haslam has to kind of just be creative like he's been the last couple of games, try to get to the quarterback. And, of course, the question mark is the offensive line, see how they, you know, they gel to see if Columbus is going to play. I'm really not worried about our wide receivers. I mean, except for that Steelers game when they all dropped like, you know, 10 balls each or whatever. Other than that, they've come to play every week. Yeah, I think that's one of those, you know.
No, that's Mike Shanahan getting on. That's what it is.
Well, that's
what it was.
Whatever it takes, because that was just uncalled for.
That was ridiculous.
I don't think I've ever seen nothing like that.
That was preschoolish.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, I agree with you. I think the keys of the game, the main key to me is to control LeSean McCoy. I think Shady McCoy will be back. Yeah. They got Bryce Brown, Shady McCoy. So stop the Eagles running game. We can stop the Eagles running game. Make Nick Foles beat us.
Yeah.
I think we have a good chance to trying to win that. We have a good chance of winning that game.
Yeah. And I like our run defense overall.
These are explosive running backs. These are different though. These are explosive running backs.
I mean, Ray Rice gashed us. McCoy can gash you. You just can't let him get started.
McCoy is just the type of running back that can make you look foolish. So it doesn't matter. He can gash you in the air too. So
and he still had a great season this year.
I mean, he's been out last due to concussions the last couple of days. So couple of games. So and they got Bryce Brown who's good as right as the change. Of, well, I don't say change of pace because they both play at a fast pace, but two explosive running backs. So. It's not going out. Just my main thing is, stay focused. Yeah. I mean, it's to keep your eyes on the prize. Like play like you played against the Browns.
And good luck, Philly, trying to get rid of Andy Reid and trying to get somebody better for him.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that, Philly, because you all are real. Yeah, you all are real talk, Eagle fans. You guys are acting like y'all are the New England Patriots, and you're not. I'm not even trying to knock you, but you're not, man. Stop.
It'd be different if they had like, a winning tradition before he got there. I mean, why are you going to get rid of the only dude who really has given you guys the kind of respect all around the league.
And then you were like
all of a sudden he's a bad coach.
And
what's the problem?
You all are like running out Michael Vick out of town. Like, dude, have you seen your O-line?
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen your O-line? All right.
Yes.
Keep running folks out of town.
Get like, Tom Brady back there. He going to be looking average.
Nick Foles has gone, 1-4? Yeah, he's just spectacular. Very spectacular. I mean, you all are acting real. Y'all acting entitled.
They don't understand things can get worse. See,
they don't understand. They're like they don't see us.
Yeah, they
like we're an example of what can happen.
That's the whole dream.
Like you've been going to the playoffs all every year, but last year,
understand.
And in the year that you go to the playoffs, you went 8-8. I mean, what the hell?
No,
like,
I swear, when they started doing the dream team thing,
I was like wannabes.
That's us.
I was like,
why do you want to be like us?
Why don't you be like us? You should
it
be
doesn't
like,
work.
Do what you've been doing.
Yes.
Why are you coming to the dark side?
Yes.
Like, do what you've been doing.
I think, you know what happened, dog? I think we swapped with them. They don't even know it.
Yeah, they sure did.
We swapped with them. And,
it's called Don McNabb. That it started with that Don McNabb trade.
Hey,
and then they just took our whole mentality.
Yeah.
They took Donovan. Yes. We took Donovan. They took our mentality. Yeah, we just got the hit.
Yeah, we sacrificed that 1 year. And now it's like, okay.
All right, hey, you can have
our
mentality.
We'll take 10 years of going to the playoffs consistently and going to the Super Bowl. We'll take that.
We'll take that, man. We'll definitely take that.
Well, we're going to take it. We go there. We're winning
it. I mentioned running backs with the Eagles, but the best running back in the league came back from an ACL injury, and damn near is the MVP, in my opinion, Adrian Peterson. He's just remarkable. Question is out there in the world is will he break Eric Dickerson's record? We'll answer that question after the commercial break. Urban Sports here on Eyes Radio.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
Hi, I'm Sonny Jurgensen, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Applegee's Radio Show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Applegee's. Applegee's is spelled A-P-O-G-E-E-V-S. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. All right, like I mentioned before the break, Adrian Peterson. Sam, I'm going to let you go. Enough said. It's Adrian Peterson, man. It's Adrian Peterson.
Okay, last week we were talking about the MVP, and I said Brady, and you said Peterson, and I must say, right now, there's no doubt it should be Peterson. I mean, give him, it's not even close right
now.
It's
not close, man.
After what he did last week, and then the 8-6, they look like they can actually make the playoffs.
Because of him. Have you, all right, real talk. That roster is terrible. His offense, is terrible. Like, you got Christian Ponder,
who's not that good.
Who's not good. You got a good tight end. You got a good tight end in Rudolph. And Percy Harvin has been out for like 4 or 5 weeks or whatever. Adrian Peterson is the only dude in town. The dude is still getting 200 yards. The St. Louis Rams defense is no joke. And he got 200 yards on the St. Louis Rams defense in St. Louis. Sorry. Yeah. MVP. Yeah. This dude is mean. The Texans, you may win this game next week. I mean, on Sunday. But you will give up big yardage to this dude. Guaranteed, man. Guaranteed. This dude is special, man. To me, Adrian Peterson, I'm going to say like I said last week, I get annoyed when people try to put other current running backs in his caliber. It was Chris Johnson 1 year. It was Chris Johnson 1 year. Yeah. It was Shady McCoy 1 year. It was Ray Rice. There is only one Adrian Peterson. There's nobody better in this league. There's nobody.
We're maybe looking at top five all-time great running back.
You see, oh, man, I could go one better for you.
Maybe even top three.
I mean, better than that. We're looking at
top two.
Potentially the greatest running back ever to play in the game. Potentially. That's what we're looking at.
And that's amazing.
If you're about to break Eric Dickerson's record, think about it. If you look at what he's done in his career.
Already.
Like, in his career.
Yeah.
He's been dominant. He's won rushing. He's been dominant.
I know.
He's about now. Add that he's about to get 21. He has 294 yards, I believe, to break Eric Dickerson's record. We've seen him get 200 yards.
Yeah.
He can. So honestly, if he gets 150 in both games, he's broke the record.
Which is
possible.
Very possible.
It's very possible. It's still hard to get 294 yards in two games, but say he rips off a 200 yard game. Which is possible.
Yeah.
He does get the one big play run, the one big play almost every game.
Yeah. No, I mean, I put it like this, as a bet, if you were going to bet on, I would actually bet on him getting a record. And he's the only one you would actually bet that on.
Yeah, because there's nobody in this game, like there's nobody in the league that can do what he does. Yeah. I mean, you can try to compare him to anybody. I look at him, he reminds me a little bit of Bo Jackson. But if you look at him, he does so many different things. He's like Bo, he's strong and fast. Bo Jackson was strong and fast.
Yeah.
But he cuts on a dime better than Bo. Like, he can cut.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? A lateral cut, and he's still fat. It's just like the dude is amazing, man. When I look at him, I'm like, Jesus. Like, dude.
It don't even look like he's human the way he runs sometimes.
And he came from an ACL injury. Like, for
not even last year, like earlier.
It's about to come of a year. this is ridiculous. He's ridiculous. Yeah, and I'm going to say this. He's going to break Eric Dickerson's record. He's going to break it.
Yeah. By the way, Bo Jackson ran a 4.140.
Yeah.
What?
Bo Jackson's sick.
4.1?
You saw the special on ESPN. Yeah. Bo Jackson.
They say
sick.
The fastest 40 ever.
Yeah. Bo Jackson.
230 pounds.
I ain't going to lie to you. Bo Jackson, I'm a big fan of Bo Jackson. Like, that dude's career was short, but that dude was Tecmo Bo. Legend.
Yeah, of course.
Him and Marcus Allen in the backfield. Yeah. Tecmo Bo was like that. I'm sorry. Bo Jackson is special. But that's what Adrian Peterson reminds me. He's not obviously not as fast as Bo, but he has the same running style. It's more like get out of my way, get out of my way. Yeah, if you want to sacrifice your life, get out of my way. That's what Adrian Peterson is all about. And it's like he
has the best of all the other running backs.
He does. Like Walter Payton, like how Walter Payton never tried to go out of bounds, Adrian Peterson the same way.
Yeah.
Quick. He got the breakaway ability of a Barry and like Bo Jackson. It's just like the dude is
It's like he has the best of all the other running backs,
yeah,
really.
Seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean? He don't have the elusiveness, like the quicker. He's elusive, but not like elusive like Burry was. But he close. Does it his own way.
Yeah, it's
but
like
his own way, yeah, though. In his own way.
Compared to other quarterbacks, he has.
I mean, other running backs. Better than them. Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you look at it, Christian, he's outrun Christian Ponder throwing the ball. He has more yards than Christian Ponder does passing. Rushing compared to passing. So his greatness is just too much.
All hell, Adrian.
All hell, Adrian Peterson. Like I said, when he retires from the game, I could potentially see him being called the greatest running back in the history, and also breaking a record that needs to be broken because Emmitt Smith isn't the best running back. So I would love for Adrian Peterson to break it because that's ridiculous. That was Burry's record. If anybody should get the record, I could say they could be close to being better than Burry. Is Adrian Peterson, so I'm praying that he gets the record. I'm praying that he gets.
All he has to do is stay healthy. He's getting the record.
But you know what? He's so gifted. Like, God has gifted him so, has given him this gift that, to me, he's the kind of guy, like, you know how running backs, their lives end in terms of football at the age of, like, 30.
Right.
He's the type of dude that I don't see
he's
happening.
He's a freak, man.
I think he can actually play for a long time.
We're lucky to see him, man.
Yes, we are. We're blessed. Anyway. Going to Minnesota's rivals in the division, the Green Bay Packers. Greg Jennings said some interesting words. He said he doesn't think he will be a Green Bay Packer next season.
Did he?
Yeah. So NFL.com. He said with the emergence of James Jones, you know, being a touchdown leader, you got Jordy Nelson, you got Cobb.
Yeah.
He's a free agent next season. He don't think he'll be back. He'll think he'll be trying to put him.
Somebody.
Back.
I mean, I always liked Jennings.
Jennings,
he's fairly young, too. I mean, how old is he?
He's young. He ain't old. That's he's young. Saying. Like Roddy White's age. It's like something near Roddy White.
So mid-20s type of deal?
Late 20s? Late 20s.
I mean, that's still, you know, that's still a good 3-4 very, very, you know, prime years. Somebody going to pick him up as long as he's healthy.
He came out with a groin injury, but should be okay.
He'll
be okay. My thing about Greg Jennings is that I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't had the best – season without him. Greg Jennings is a true number one. I think if they let Greg Jennings leave, you won't get the same dominant production out of Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. To me, he's the best receiver. I don't know why you let him go.
So I still want to see how it plays out, but if they decide to do it, I mean, Greg Jennings did pull
a lot of teams that would love to have him.
Yeah,
buddy.
A lot of teams. So if they decide to do that, I'm interested to see what's going to actually play out and see how this Packer team is. I don't think they'll be as dominant or perennial Super Bowl contenders without Greg Jennings. Jennings is that
I'm
good.
I'm more to start thinking like the old Redskins. Just get them. Just get them.
I know, right?
Just get them.
Too bad we're not going to. We got Pierre Garçon. We got no one. We're spending our money. Yeah. You know what I mean? We spend our money wisely nowadays.
Yeah.
This ain't bad no more, boy. Yeah. This ain't bad no more. We spend our money wisely. All right, now to the Steelers, a team that I hate with a passion, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why do you hate the Steelers?
Because dummies didn't do their job. Their job was to beat the Cowboys.
You talking
your
about
job
this week? Yes,
was to beat the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
That was your job.
No, I thought you were talking about general.
No, I hate the Steelers now. They have made themselves enemy number one to me. Anyway,
yeah, definitely.
Do you think their playoff chances are over since they lost the Cowboys? Because I think it is.
Well,
I think it's over. I hope they lose to Cincinnati too.
I printed out the AFC. It's not over because you have Cincinnati ahead of them at 8-6.
They play them. Yeah, they play which they are playing next.
Yeah, so it's not over. And you know, and other than that, look at that. That's it. You have Indianapolis at 9-5. And then you have Cincinnati
8-6.
Yeah, Cincinnati 8-6. Pittsburgh is 7-7. And then other than that, it's just the division, leaders. So, yeah, they have a very good chance of making it.
So you think they're going to make the postseason?
Based on their history, I mean, come on, Roethlisberger is still Roethlisberger. Tomlin's a good coach, so I think so.
All right. I don't think so, and I think they will. They'll struggle. I think this team is not focused. And speaking of focus, I think they lost focus against the Cowboys. I think for some strength, like Big Ben throwing that pass shows a lack of focus. I think Brown.
That fumble, man, on the punt.
Brown. I'm not done. I'm not blaming Big Ben.
Yeah.
That was a play. I'm blaming Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know what was wrong with Brown in that game. I don't think he was focused at all. The fumble, not to cover up, because that was a flimsy fumble.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't even a real grab at the ball.
Yeah.
Secondly,
when they punted the ball, he was like 60 yards back.
Yeah.
The kick was average. If he was in a normal position, because he's a playmaker, if he catches the ball, he could run and he can run with the ball, and get him a field goal range, probably win the game. Then you got a play when he runs out of bounds when they're trying to kill clock. What are you doing? That don't seem like you. This the team needed to win. That was a must-win game. That kid was not focused, which I'm saying, which I'm thinking like maybe this team just wasn't focused enough in that game. That's how I'm looking
at it. Well,
he
wasn't.
And I'm surprised because Mike Tomlin don't play.
Yeah. I guess we got to give the little Cowgirls a credit. They're winning close games.
I won't give them credit. Sorry. Don't do that on the show. We two Redskins fans. I expect you're not a Redskins fan to do that, but you're not. No.
Hey, don't.
Only person I'm going to get credit for real, because I've always been a fan of him, Dez Bryant, man, you a soldier, dude. But when you come to D.C., though, it's just going to be a problem because that hand ain't safe. That hand ain't safe, man.
It's all good. It's a showdown coming up, and they won whatever. They won. What are you gonna do?
I really just like this thing. But anyway, do you think they should have played Mendenhall? He was suspended. Do you think that was a bad move to suspend him for the Cowboys game?
Who suspended him?
Mike Tomlin. He suspended him
for what?
He came in late. He's pissed off that he got demoted.
Yeah, because you know what? You can't lose a team. You know what I mean? Like, the rules are the rules, and you got to keep it the same for everybody. And so, I'm not going to say that's why they lost.
I said they lost. I just think that, when you're a playoff push, you need this game. You need all these games. I mean,
yeah, honestly, but you know what? You got to
have one of your more explosive running backs.
I agree,
the opportunity.
But the bottom line is, man, you got to keep the team as a team, and they got to believe in what you say. So if you say, okay, you got to be here, and if you don't, I'm going to bench you, and you don't do it, you lose your credibility. So
it's good. He had a talk with Mendenhall, and Mendenhall will probably play in the Cincinnati game, which is a big game. So we'll see what happens against Cincinnati, because the winner of that game is probably going to the postseason, and it's a big game. And speaking of that game,
I hope Cincinnati wins. But go ahead.
Well, speaking of that game, it's part of our weekly picks. The standings are so far: Will is 30-15. I'm 23-22. Sam is 7-6. And Ray, because Sam is new, and Ray Jeezy.
I'm 7-6.
Yeah.
After that horrible week.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago, that's not bad.
And Ray Jeezy is 29-16. So Ray and Will are fighting for first place. This always happens. Like, Ray and Will always fight for first place. I'm the only one doing them dumb picks. I need to stop doing dumb picks. I could have said, I could say ass. I'm sick and tired of doing dumb ass picks. All right.
Yeah, I think kids hear ass a lot.
Yeah, I'm sick of that. Dang. I should be competing for first. I'm smart enough. That's why I hate that. I'm smart enough. Yeah, shouldn't be having that situation. I always go on a limb.
You're too smart for your own good sometimes.
Yeah, I'm so arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so annoying. Just so annoying. Anyway, first game, the Bengals versus Steelers. Sam, I'll let you go first.
Bengals and Steelers. Well, based on what happened last week, I don't think the Steelers are going to lose again. So I'm actually going to go with the Steelers.
I'm going with the Bengals. Ray is going with the Steelers, and Will is going with the Bengals. Vikings versus the Texans.
Ooh. Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans. AP is going to get 200 yards. That's my bold prediction. They'll still lose to the Texans. Everybody has the Texans. I think Texans will. But you know what? This may be closer than what people expect, though. But I do expect Texans to win. Giants versus the Ravens.
Where's the game at?
Baltimore. Does it really matter, though, how the Ravens are playing?
Yeah, but you can say the same thing about the Giants last week.
I know who I'm picking. Don't worry
about it. I'm going with the Ravens, man.
Dan Skibby. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with everybody anti-Redskins, man. I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens because I think they need to bounce back. They've had a poor showing against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. I don't think they want to lose to two Mannings in a row. So this is the game that I think they'll blitz Eli, because I think Eli doesn't respond well to blitzes. Not like his brother. His brother is just brilliant. I think so. They'll pressure Eli every to have a big game, and I think you'll see a big showing for the Ravens. And Ray Rice will get out. I'm sure Ray Rice. This is the game. Ray Rice will get out. So
yeah, I just hope the offense picks up from last week. I mean, hopefully, even though they stepped up in the second half, but they were very slow in the first half. So, yeah.
Well, and Ray has the Giants. Will has the Ravens. And last game, big game, Niners versus Seahawks.
Man, that might be the game of the week, the way the Seahawks are
playing. It's the game of the week. It's the game of the week.
Seahawks, man.
That's why I pick four top games, too. The last one's always the game of the week.
Scary team right now.
How can you doubt Mike's picks? The last game's always the game of the week.
Yes, sir. 58 points, then 50 points. When was the last time that happened, first of all?
But what's more scary, them doing that against bad teams or San Francisco going into New England and winning that game? What's scarier? That's the question.
San Francisco's been scary. I mean, they don't even surprise me, but who's going to win? I mean, you got to go with the 49ers. You know, just better overall. But, man, where is the game?
Seattle.
You know what? I'm picking the upset.
You mean Seattle?
Seattle's going to win, dog.
All right. Ray and Will has Seattle. I'm the lone dog.
Isn't that crazy that you would think that Seattle would –
I'm going with the Niners, man. The Niners showed me a lot. Kaepernick played well. Still needs to get Vernon Davis more involved, but he's getting the ball. He's getting the ball to the wide receivers. Randy Moss is now an impact player. Michael Crabtree is now the player that the Niners wanted. Yeah. And you still got Frank Gore, who to me continues to be one of the best running backs in the NFL. So, and that Niners defense is mean.
I just want to see a great game. But
you'll see a defensive. You'll see a defensive slobber knocker.
Yeah,
that's what you'll see. But yeah, I'm the only one going to Niners. I like it that way. I like being by myself. You know what I mean? Because that's what I do. I'm a lone dog. You can check out my picks, Wally. Every week, just visit www.pickfactor.com. Now we're gonna move to a fantasy football segment of the show, where we give awesome advice. You know, it's playoff time in fantasy football. I've been given great advice. I'm in the championship of our league. Sam has been eliminated.
Congratulations.
I'm playing Fish.
Oh, you're bastard.
So, you know, I'm doing great things. That's what I do. I expect to be in the championship. I've finished the league.
And by the way,
first.
He looks as arrogant as he sounds, by the way, the way he said it. You should see his face.
I finished first place in our league. I was 10-4. I expected to get to the championship. I expect to win it all. I've been saying it from the beginning of the season. Trash talking on our board.
He has too.
I'm like Sam said, I'm an arrogant dude. I can't help it. This is just who I am. I do what I do, and I do it for TV, and I do it for radio too. and podcast form. This is just something, you know, that's part of my ability.
Go ahead, Glow. You made the champion. You said it from the beginning. You made it. So, all right. Good for
you. Some people just say stuff. And some people just stay quiet, but they have their hidden confidence. I don't do all that. Like, I tell you, and I do it. I do what I say and do what I do. You know what I mean?
You better win a championship.
Oh, no, I'm going to win. But guess what I do?
By the way, Fish should be the favorite because his team is the best team, really.
No, my team. No, look at the points.
I mean, this is far as on paper.
Season? Who had the best points throughout the whole
you
season?
You did, but on paper.
Why? Why is that?
No.
Who do you know in fantasy football that has, like, the most points and the best record? You're looking at him.
Okay.
You are looking at greatness.
If you're talking about
at greatness. Shower me with holy water and money.
If you want to place bets, I would bet on Fish.
Hey, bet on Fish.
Bet on Fish because he has a better team.
Bet on Fish, but you want to bet on a winner. Head to head, when Fish played me last time in championship, you know who won? Yeah, you know.
That was last time.
You know the name. Oh, cuz. This is what happens. This is what I do. You put me in a championship format. I don't lose. I win.
You better win.
I win.
You better
People
win.
People lose. Wally wins. All right.
OMG.
All right, here we go. Like, so if you want to know championship advice, I'm giving you some advice right now, some real advice if you want to win the championship. Who should you start this week? I think people have dogged them. I think he got dogged by Cam Newton, but they're playing against the Jets. The Jets are starting McElroy. I'm saying play the Chargers defense this week. Why? Because I have that defense, and I'm gonna play them. And if you wanna copy a champion, you gotta be a champion, and I'm a champion. So therefore, Chargers defense, take that defense. Who should you sit? This is a tough one. I saw it on the schedule. I would say sit Steven Jackson. He's playing against a tough run defense. Who is St. Louis playing? Can't think of it right now, but it's a tough run defense. I know I did the research. But I would say sit Steven Jackson. I'm gonna check it out right now for y'all because I don't want to set you up because I'm about the people. But I would say sit Steven Jackson, though he's run well. But who are they playing? Who are the St. Louis Rams playing?
Division. Look it up. We'll come back to that. How about that?
No, I'm not gonna do it right now. Say something. Stall time while I find it, Sam. When we keep talking about my greatness.
The Wizards and the Hawks. It's 87-86.
Who cares about the Wizards and Hawks? We just talk about my greatness.
We can talk about your greatness later.
Oh, no. It's coming now.
A minute four left. Wizards are down one. They got the ball.
Yeah, Keyword, break it down.
They're about to win their fourth game, potentially.
This is why I proved that Sam is always incorrect. He just told y'all the Wizards are going to beat the Hawks. All right. It's the Wizards, people. The Wizards are going to beat the Hawks. The Wizards.
These are the Nene Wizards. Okay. Wizards are up one?
They're up one. The Wizards. Seconds? My man Sam said the Wizards are going to beat the Hawks.
I think we should play.
Okay, I got it.
Friendly bet of money on it. How about that?
All right, Tampa. Okay, I got it. Now it's Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has one of the best run defenses, so that's why you shouldn't play. You shouldn't play Steven Jackson. Another, my last, but not even my sleeper. I say, hoo-hoo, my man hit a three. Oh, the Wizards are now down. Excuse me. I'm going off of my fantasy football information. Atlanta is up by two. Like I said, they'll win the game. My man Williams. That's what it is. Yeah, Williams hit a three. Ha ha. Anyway, now my sleeper. Alshon Jeffries for the Chicago Bears. My man Marshall has been getting double teamed. Jeffries is getting single coverage. So I'm saying Alshon Jeffries should be the guy to start to be my sleeper fantasy football. So he's probably a free agent. Pick him up. Put him a flex. He's gonna make big plays. I'm guaranteeing it. That's my sleeper, Alshon Jeffries. He was great in South Carolina in college. He'll do great things for your championship team as a sleeper. That's what I do. I give out championship advice. Losers give out loser advice. I give out winning advice. And I'm a champion, and I can sing the song if I want to. We are the champion, my friends.
You are not the champion.
Doom, doom. And we keep on fighting to the end. Doom, doom, doom.
Sound like Mitt Romney singing it.
Because we are the champions. Champions, no time for losing, as we are the champions of the world. We come back from commercial break. Maybe we'll talk about the Wizards, some losers, because I'm a champion. I don't talk about Wizards. Wizards. Sam will talk about the Wizards. I don't be talking about losers.
I apologize.
Urban Sports Scenes on Eyes Radio. You dig?
That was a classic.
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
I actually got the Wizard game on. I had it on mute, but since Sam wants to talk about it, he's going to give you the play-by-play as the Wizards lose this game. Guarantee you, Lou Williams? Maybe Lou Williams hit the game-winning shot. That's my deepness.
Shot
right
clock
That's
is
my
off.
Prediction.
It's 14, 13 seconds left. Atlanta's got the ball, so they're going to take the last shot. It's a tie game. Don't have my glasses on. I don't see who's dribbling at the top.
It's 5 seconds left.
He's driving to the left, passing it.
No, it's always a foul. That's a foul.
Oh, great call. So Wizards get the ball back with 2.7 seconds left.
He slid right under him. That was a terrible call.
Who took that charge? Nene?
Nene. That was a terrible call. This game's going to overtime.
Hey, give it to
Crawford. Oh, that's a terrible call. He slid right under him. You can't do
There's
that.
There's no such thing as a terrible call at home, man. As long as you get the call, it's not terrible.
That is a bad call.
No, actually, that's not a bad
call. Yes, it is. You slid right when he jumped.
It's a 50-50 call,
No,
man.
It's not. It's a bad call.
It's a 50. He was out of
and
control.
And when you all see this, because obviously it's not live, when you see this, this is taped. When y'all see this and look at it, you tell me who was right and wrong.
OC,
I'm sure I was right. Even
control.
Cheating Buckhands knows that it's wrong because he's talking right now like it's wrong. He's like, what do you think, Phil? Usually this dude's demonstrative. He'd be like, yeah, that was a charge. No, he knows. And he's a cheater. He's a flat-out cheater. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
How old are you, man? Really?
Yes, son. Yes. I'm ignorant.
Juvenile.
I'm ignorant and juvenile.
You're not ignorant.
All characteristics of a non-corny black dude. That's right. Not cornball.
Yeah, you're not being cornballish right now. I'll give you that.
Dang. I want to talk about other basketball.
We can talk. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the Wizards are tied. While this game is tied, it looks like it's going to overtime because unless Jordan Crawford touches the ball and throws up some BS, the Wizards will be losing this game in overtime.
But John Wall has not touched the floor this whole season.
Yeah.
Should they even play John Wall this season? I'm dead serious. Like, I really think John Wall shouldn't play.
Yeah, why would you play
waste for this? What? For what? They're not going anywhere.
That's what I think. All right. If he's towards the end of the season just so he can get game time experience going into next year, you know what I'm saying?
They deal with Gilbert Arenas. They deal with Gilbert Arenas. They screwed him up.
100%. No. If he's 100%, you know what I'm saying? Because you
get
still need game time. But it's
game time. What game time? All off season. Everybody don't got game time.
I'm not talking
all
about pickup games. I'm talking about actual.
Joe Crawford. That's a good look. That's game. He got that one.
He's not gonna make that.
Oh, he missed it. I jinxed that on purpose. I was sick of making it. I was sick of these.
If anybody could have made it, he could have made it. But
Joe Crawford missed that. If that was me, I would have made that joint though. Hands down. I would have made that. Step back.
That was the hyena shot.
Left hand shot, dude. I was shot left handed. It'd be like, and then I jumped on it. I would have jumped on it like the table.
What have you been smoking, dog?
Because I'm not an NBA player. Once I made that, I would have jumped on the table, and then flashed the chick. Ah, look at me!
Don't worry, we're gonna do drug screening next week. Make sure my man Wally is actually not under any kind of influence.
Anyway, like, so you were saying you give John Wall what?
Yeah, I mean, only if he's 100%, you just want to give him NBA game time experience, then let him play. But other than that, for what?
Yeah, I don't think he needs to play.
For what?
Why? Why waste your time? John Wall is a talented young man. I think we've seen how important he is to the franchise. So just rest him. Don't make the mistake you did with Gilbert Arenas.
Nah, wait till he's 100%, like literally 100%. Then if he wants to come back just to get experience, but other than that, for what?
Anyway, now let's move on to another point guard. Jeremy Lin, he went back to Madison Square Garden.
He
beat the Houston Rockets, beat the New York Knicks tough in a game where he actually played well, which is ironic. He hasn't played well yet. It was unique. He hasn't played well yet, and he actually played well. He just played well against the Knicks.
Yeah.
Do you think, arguably, the Knicks are better without him? Do you agree?
It's not even arguable. It's just
they are better without
fact. They are better without him.
Yeah. All right. No, I'm gonna skip all this. I had this on my outline and crap about Jeremy Lin. Like, he's third in point guards for like the All Star game.
Well,
like that annoys the hell out of me.
But you know why? It's not.
I want to get into
skills,
that.
Skills based
like,
on popularity.
Like
Tim Tebow is.
Well, why?
It was up to the
popularity.
Fans. Tim Tebow would go to the Pro Bowl every year.
Which mean popularity? Which demographic are we talking about?
Jeremy Lin. It's not even his ethnicity. It's.
You know, it's not the vote in the United States, though, right? You know that's why he's.
Oh well, then there you go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying. Like that's what annoys me. Nothing against. Like everybody should vote.
But by the way, a lot of people don't realize
this. This won't sound racist.
I have to tell you this. He's not from China. He's not Taiwanese. And let me tell you, there's a big difference between China and Taiwan. Those two countries do not get along. Chinese people do not like Taiwanese. There's an ongoing feud right now, and guess what? They don't even recognize him as a country. So it's not like he's getting a lot of votes.
He's getting that vote, though. That's what he's getting.
Not in China.
Yeah, he's getting that vote. Believe me, he's getting that vote.
They hate Taiwanese people.
Because he looks like them, man. Who cares? No, he's getting that vote.
What do you mean, who cares?
Yao Ming told him to go there. Him and Yao Ming are friends. I'm just being real. Like, he's getting that vote.
But the bottom line is he don't deserve to be an all-star.
He don't deserve to be an all-star, man. Yes. He's getting that vote.
He's
getting
a nice
vote.
Kid.
He's a nice guy. He don't even have an accent.
He's a Tim Tebow of basketball.
And he's not even he's American.
Well, he's born in somewhere in California.
Yeah, like Palo Alto.
He's not like
probably.
Yeah, he's a
I
Christian.
I made it up.
He's
I know
a
he's
Christian.
From Palo Alto.
He's a holy roller. He's super Christian.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and just like Tebow, you know, that goes a long way.
No, I don't think he's like Tebow. Tebow don't have sex. Jeremy Lin has sex.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, Tebow don't have sex. Tebow be having some bad chicks. We try to get him.
Yeah,
Kim Kardashian tried to get at him. I would have put my, you know what.
You know, the best story in the world would be if he ended up being Tiger Woods. We heard like behind the scenes he was getting it in.
Like what? Getting in with Tiger Woods?
No, like Tiger Woods. Like,
oh,
you know, like
about
he
was to say.
Down there like banging porn stars and things like that.
That would be hilarious. That would
be
terrible. But great at the same time.
It'd be great.
That'd be terrible because you know so many kids,
people need to
look
stop
up to
putting
him.
People in pedestals. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting him in pedestals.
He's a great young man. Tim Tebow is a great young man.
Yeah,
he has restraint.
He's the white Marcus.
Yeah, your boy Marcus.
He's
the
white Marcus.
Yeah, he is. He really is. He has great restraint. If I was Tim Tebow, I would have broke, boy. things that I seen thrown at that man, yeah. I would have been broken.
If you were Tim Tebow, the strip clubs in Denver last year would have broke the record.
Yeah. Y'all be in it. Pac-Man Jones, baby. Pac-Man. Call me Pac-Man.
Hey, shout out to Sensations, by the way.
Yeah, chill out. Yeah,
a wonderful night. Nighttime establishment.
Yeah.
Thanks to my friend Wally who put me onto that.
Sensations, Irvin, shout out to y'all. Even Harley Ryder, shout out to y'all out there too in Clinton. That's what I know.
And we take free free guest appearances. And we would actually do the show live.
I would do a show live yes. for strip club. You let me.
I think we should work on that.
I think so. I'm gonna talk to my people. We're gonna set that up.
That's,
you know what I mean? And look for chicks with gunshot wounds in them. Anyway, it's about that time. I'll hit the music. Oh, yeah, if you don't know, this is the Go Hard or Paint segment. Usually, you can use this for your fantasy basketball. I usually pick, like, one person. Sam doesn't do this because he's not really into it. But last week, I chose Jeff Teague, who's playing against the Wizards right now. Didn't play too well last week. He scored 10, 6, and 16. Had assists of 8, 4, and 3. Didn't play to his normal ability, but this week I'm choosing Paul George, who's getting out. Last three games, he scored 15, 28, 27. He's shooting well from the three. So right now I'm going with Paul George to go hard in the paint. Great show, Sam. We're doing it, man. You want to talk about the Wizards before we leave? You want to talk about Crawford?
What's talking about? The Wizards about to win another game, dog. Barron's four games, they're about to win.
It's 3 minutes. I'm telling you, it's 3 minutes left, and the Wizards are up one. So how much you think, I'm telling you people out there, the Wizards are going to lose. You hear me now because it's tape. The Wizards are going to lose. Here goes Lou Williams for three. Oh, he missed it. Rebound. Oh, Stevenson's back in D.C. Hey, man, pass the ball to Kyle Korver. And one. Lou Williams is going to the line. Anyway, wrapping the show up, make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network, which is www.eyesradio.com. To listen to the show on our official website, just visit www.waleo.podbeam.com. Waleo is spelled W-A-L-E-O. Podbeam is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. And also, we also are on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Sam, it's a great show.
Yes, sir.
Great job. Appreciate it. I will shake your hand, but you're a Wizards fan, so that means that you like the
Just
losers.
Make sure you do it in a way that's a brotherly approved.
Brotherly. That's you, a terrorist pound?
You got to give me a pound. You give terrorist me a handshake. Pound. I don't know if you're a corny brother, man.
Yeah, no. Anyway, like I said, it's Urban Sports Radio. Check us out. Deuces.
My marker.